The Magician by the Lake. Dig, if you will, a picture. A serene lake bathed in the warm glow of the setting sun. On the shoreline of this lacustrine sanctuary sits a wise and gentle woman, her palpable presence irresistible, magnetically pulling all towards her. Her name whispered with both awe and fear. The Deep One possessed an ancient gift. With her emotions as her guide and her will as her compass, she could shape the physical world, defying the limits defined by those who believe the world operates sensibly. Little spirit, her eyes filled with wonder and curiosity, had been chosen by the Deep One to be her apprentice. Leaning close to her, the Deep One spoke in a voice that seemed to carry the weight of 1,000 years of wisdom. With every word, she wove knowledge and secrets. "Dearest little spirit," she began, her words hanging in the air like glistening dewdrops. "To wield this power, you must first understand the delicate dance between emotions and intention. Let your heart be your compass, for it is the very essence of your being." The Deep One extended her slender hand, her touch sending shivers down Little Spirit's spine. "Do you feel it, child? The surge of emotional energy coursing through you. Surrender to its spiraling rhythm. Let it surge through you, consuming you. Fear not the power and strength of its intensity. Embrace it, for its presence is the key that unlocks the door." Little Spirit nodded, her eyes shining with anticipation and a tinge of trepidation. The Deep One's teachings were both beautiful and formidable, promising a world of endless possibility and extraordinary responsibility. "Remember to align your intention with your emotions," the Deep One advised, her calm voice as purposeful and penetrating as an eagle watching the ground from the plumes high above. "A good soul brings forth good from his treasury. An evil soul brings forth evil things from his vault, which is in their heart. For out of the power of the heart you bring forth that which shapes the world. What you most love, your soul will become. Your desire brings you into the experience you have in your soul's journey. Only when you master your heart energy can you consciously direct your soul towards creating in the world around you your innermost heart's desires." "But what is this love that the heart follows?" Little Spirit asked breathlessly. "Everything you say or do is ultimately fueled by an inner feeling. And it is these feelings and the reality that is generated by them that governs the quality of your life. It is your innermost emotions and feelings that shape your thoughts, that give outward expression of this love or desire energy. What you allow your heart to dwell on most is what you most love or desire, whether that be constructive or challenging. Take my hand, little one, let me show you the way." An apprehensive little spirit felt hypnotically compelled to reach out and take what once looked frail and tired, now appearing a full, steady and life-giving hand. A surge of energy passed through her, spiraling through her with speed, cleansing her spirit with a surge of emotions, opening up her eye with a clarity of purpose and a single vision. And standing on the shoreline, the Deep One started towards the gently lapping waters. "This lake is your heart, little one. Most will only ever see the surface and the reflection of reality ever rippling on it. But its true power comes from what lies beneath. In the waters below holds the key to unlock what reality you create. It is here that the silent currents of your true emotions flow, from which you focus your will and heart's desire. If those currents are dark and foreboding, so too is what is mirrored in the surface above. If those currents are inviting and soothing, the tone of what emanates generates a perception that casts awe and wonder. When love, joy, awe, or any uplifting emotion is the current that surges through your heart, you literally expand the reality around you. When fear, anger, or despair is that upon which you center your heart, the possibilities around you are restricted and the world shrinks into a tighter and less infinite version of itself. To know the current is to be truly honest with yourself, and to know the depths of your heart is to know its inner caverns, its eddies, and its silent movements. Walk with me into this lake. This lake is your heart. Know this lake. Know your heart. With training and devotion, you shall become a beacon of light amidst the shadows, a creator of wonders. The lake before Little Spirit did not seem so imposing or foreboding as she felt warmth where she once perceived ice. Han Solo once said, "Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe that there's one all-powerful force controlling everything." Yet later, he qualified his statement with the following: "I used to wonder about myself. Thought it was a bunch of mumbo-jumbo, a magical power holding good and evil, the dark and the light. Crazy thing is, it's true." Jedi call it the Force. Witches call it spells. Christians call it prayer. Spiritualists call it manifestation. Atheists call it the placebo effect. Scientists now call it quantum physics. Everybody recognizes it. Nobody knows its name. Yet no one can deny its existence. It's magic. And aside from images of rabbits being pulled from a hat, it's dismissed by many as being child's fantasy. It's a word that conjures up thoughts of mystery, power, and the supernatural, and it is used to describe those who manipulate and control the physical world through the power of their heart's emotions. Such a person is called a magician. A perpetual initiate, a magician is the knower of this powerful mover within, someone who takes the time to master their emotions, not control or suppress, and to direct them accordingly, manipulating the physical world in accord to their heart's will. It's not an easy path, as you're consistently tested to acknowledge the flow of your heart's emotions, but to guide and direct it with intention and awareness, enabling the current to mold and shape the world around you. What you feel, you become. What you know in the deepest recesses of your heart is where you create from. Yet many cannot access these truths, because to do that is to own and embrace all emotions and not just the bright and colourful ones that society seems to readily accept. Your heart, after all, expresses the full spectrum of colour tones, including blues and blacks. Denying the existence of or favouring only certain colours means that you cannot truly create magic, as magic stems from harnessing the full spectrum of emotions that exists within your lake. Diving into your lake to uncover and to know its secrets is the path of the magician, or indeed Jedi. And whilst it can show up as an impetus to acquire special training to unlock the mysteries of any discipline, be it electricity, engineering, psychoanalysis, or technology, it is truly a path that requires honesty, dedication, focus, and discipline to harness and hone the hungers of the heart. In astrology, the magician is known by another term, Scorpio. The forthcoming lunation, the union of the sun and moon, holds within its matrix the opportunity to renew and revitalize your heart's desire, the fuel that feeds the force. The space before this union reflects a time where you can let go outlived attachments and egoic emotional desires as you consciously discover new things about your emotional patterns and what triggers less desirable emotions in you. This new emotional self-awareness provides the foundation for learning what needs to be shifted. In the 3 days leading up to this union, as you stand high above the vast stillness of your heart lake, preparing to dive headlong into its depths, just as little spirit in the deep one did, allow your soul to become consumed with one thought. Does your heart energy reflect your indwelling light or something else? What form would that image take if placed before a mirror? Self-luminous or beautiful? Or Macbeth consumed by shadows or darker desires? Are you a witch of the light or a Crowley-esque character that seeks to use your power for control over another, ensorcelling them to you? Are you a Jedi or a Sith in the making? In this way, you will discover what lies within your heart, whether it is good for your soul or poisons that bring your soul to sorrow and suffering. Dive without judgment, accepting what you discover as the present conditions of your consciousness, although not the truth of your innermost being. Your state of consciousness is ever transitionary, ever growing, ever nurturing your soul's seed to mature and beingness. If you discover emotions carried on the currents that do not serve to enlighten your soul, acknowledge them, thank them, and let them go. Why? Because out of the abundance of your heart, you bring forth your life. And if your heart is centered on self-destructive feelings, it is what will germinate, grow, and flourish. If your heart is centered on love, you will emerge at the far side of the lake, soaked but uplifted in love. This alone will liberate you from bondage, but a choice that is yours and yours alone to make. Have a great swim with your deep one this coming lunation. May this moment be the waters in which you direct your powerful feelings that are the life tonic of your reality, and may the force be with you.